USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline just over $3.18 as we head into the weekend. That number is unchanged. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claims the administration is going to lose the border crisis as unsustainable numbers of illegal immigrants continue to pour into the United States. Mayorkas making those comments during a private meeting with Border Patrol agents in Texas around the same time that he announced roughly 213 illegal immigrants were encountered attempting to cross the border illegally in July. The DHS head honcho saying the border situation cannot continue as he is well aware of certain areas came close to breaking points.
How close do you think to breaking here in this sector? And it's our responsibility to make sure that never happens again.
USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A group of nine House Democrats tell Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi they won't support a massive spending resolution until after approving a big infrastructure bill that is coming over from the Senate. The so-called human infrastructure bill covers $3.5 trillion in spending. Pelosi not planning to bring up the roughly $1 trillion physical infrastructure bill until after approval of the bigger bill, which expands government and social safety net programs. The Supreme Court is not blocking a university's COVID-19 vaccine mandate.
The Supreme Court has declined to block Indiana University's requirement that all students receive the COVID-19 vaccine before attending classes in the fall semester. Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who handles emergency matters from Indiana, unilaterally issued the ruling denying the request by eight Indiana students to block the vaccine requirement. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred confirms the Field of Dreams game will return in 2022.
I think it's pretty clear we're going to be back next year, and it's just been so successful that it's hard not to take the opportunity to do it again.
Manfred speaking before yesterday's highly anticipated Field of Dreams game in Iowa that saw the Chicago White Sox outlast the New York Yankees in walk-off fashion 9-8. Field of Dreams star Kevin Costner approves of the decision to keep the Field of Dreams game going.
You know, you never mess with a winning streak, but it does feel like all the teams are going to want to touch this. There's going to be hot competition to play here. There's going to be records set here. And you saw the players. It became a pride to get one into the corn. There's nothing like tradition, and today it starts.
Former New York Yankee and Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Alex Rodriguez agrees with Costner.
Watching Field of Dreams as a kid is such a story that's even beyond baseball. It's really an all-American story. It's a story about inspiration, about making your dreams come true.
This is heaven.
I mean, it's really heaven on earth. I mean, as someone who is just a baseball nerd, or someone who loves baseball, someone who bonded over baseball with his father and his mother and his siblings, I mean, we are like in the epicenter of what baseball is all about.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.